We are learning Masechta Shulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Perek Reishis Hagez. In the Pasuk in the Torah it says, Reishis Degoncha Tiroishcha Vitzirecha, V'Reishis Gez Tzeinecha Titein Loi. You should give the Reishis Gez Tzeinecha, the wool shearings of your tzoin, give it to the Kayin. And what's Lashon Reishis? It doesn't mean Dafka the first. It means every time you cut wool from your sheep, you have to give part of it to the kohen, and we'll see how much. If you only shear the wool of one sheep, do you have to give reish tageis? That will be a discussion. We'll see in the Mishnah. It has to be a certain amount of sheep that you are giving a haircut to right now, and you're shearing the wool. So then, when you do a certain amount of tzoin, a certain amount of sheep, you give the kohen part of that. You give him one of the matas kuna. You give him a present, some of the geis, some of the wool. So it says the mission like this: Reish Hagez Noig Ba'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz. This mitzvah is Noig Ba'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz. B'fnei Abayis, Shloim Abayis. Sai in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Sai after the Beis Hamikdash was Charev. B'Chulin Avloim Mikdashim. It's Dafka Noig by Chulin and not by Hektish. Hektish, behemoths that are Hektish don't have a din of Reish Hagez. And then we'll discuss what exactly would be the case by Hektish. The Mishnah goes further and says, Chaymer b'zroya u'lechayim v'keva m'reish ha'geiz. Matanis of zroya l'chayim v'keva have a chumrah over reish ha'geiz. Sha'a zroya v'lechayim v'keva noigim v'baka v'tzoyin. It's noig v'sai baka, sai tzoyin. The Pasuk says, M'sharas m'seh. Sai cattle and sai sheep, which means sai cows and sai sheep. Both of them have a din of matanis of zroya l'chayim v'keva. But, and also it's the Gebe Meruba Mu'ut. Say if it's a lot of animals, if it's one animal, you shecht one animal, you have to give the present, the Zerel Chaim Keva, to the Kayin. The Reish Hagez, Ein Noig El Verchelis. First of all, it's only Noig by sheep. Ein Noig El Meruba. It's only gave by a certain amount, that's more than one. The Kama Meruba. How much is, how many sheep are you shearing the wool off in order to be Chai Reish Hagez? Besham Eir Meshtei Verchelis. Two sheep. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Yechaya ish egles baka shtei tzoin. It says that lost lovei v'hoi b'yamahu yechaya ish egles baka shtei tzoin. A person will live just from an egles baka shtei tzoin will be enough for each person. That's the pasuk in Shaya says, and we call tzoin shtei tzoin. It's called tzoin, and the pasuk said tzoincha. So therefore, two is enough. B'silamrim chomish shema tez and pasuk chomish tzoin asuyes. You see five tzoin. When it's five tzoin, that's when it's considered a wool when you're cutting the wool, and therefore dafka by five. We'll see tomorrow more about this. But the chalukas of two tzoin or a minimum of five tzoin in order to be chayav reish hageiz. Rabbi Dosan ben Hukkas Omer, chomish recheles goyz zoyz, mono pras. It's not enough to have five recheles. They each have to give enough wool, the weight of 1.5 mono, which is, each mono is 25 sloim, which is 37.5 sloim per rachel. That's how much wool it has to be, which is altogether 187.5 sloim. That's how much the weight of the wool that you're cutting has to be in order to be chayiv. That's the shita of Rabbi Dosan ben Hurkanes. So chayiv reish hageiz. V'chomer no chomish recheles goyz kolshin. Even a kolshu. We'll see what kolshu means. Even a much smaller amount than that is also chayiv reish hageiz. V'kama noisim loy. How much do you give the kohen? What's called a chashav and a sina. Mishkul chomish shlam. The weight of five shlam b'yehudosh and es shlam v'gol, which is 10 shlam v'gol. Meluvim loy tzoy. It's the weight of clean wool and not of dirty wool. Dirty wool is heavier because it has the dirt on it. Clean wool, so the weight of clean wool, that's five shloim. That's what should be given to each kohen. They last a minute bag of cotton in order to make at least one small bag. Shenemar says in the pasuk, titein loy. Lashon of the pasuk is the reishis goyz tzeinecha titein loy. She could they buy the nesina? Should be enough. Could they matana? Enough should be a chashav matana. Loy is begluten loy. If you didn't give it to the kohen right away after tzavoy until you by mistake dyed it, then you're potter. Why? Because you're kind of a shinui. It's taka gzela from the kohen, but it's you're kind of a shinui. Livnoi, you've just washed it. That's I made it white. Loy tzavoy, you didn't dye it. Chayiv, then you're still chayiv. It's not called a shinui. Rashi ends as shinui v'kati beinu. Zok to mishnah vayit elkech goyz tzoyin eshav chavim. If you buy the wool shearings off a tzoyin of a guy, part of reish hageiz. Part of reish hageiz. Because it has to be tzoyin echa, your tzoyin. Halekeach geiz tzoyin eshav chavim. If you buy your friends, you buy from your friend, geiz tzoyin. So Charles, who's chayim? Is your friend chayim or your chayim? Sim shara meicha, if the meicha has left something by him, so you assume he left that by him in order to give the kayin some of it. So chayim, loy shara, like if you didn't leave anything, he sold you all the wool, and it's five recheles, has the shear, you're chayim. If there was two different minim, shufais v'levonis, shufais is like a brown, a maroon. It's Rashi is not black and not white. So shufais v'levonis, if the two minim and umachalois shufais v'levonis, and the meicher only sold you the brown and not the white, or the mischarim, he only sold you mischarim and the kevos. Then there's lots and there's lots. Each one sitting separate. And again, we'll see in the Gemara all about this, what the halach is. Legabe, the meicher who sells it, and he sells two separate things, if you chayav each one separately. Zot the Gemara. Ad kan the Mishnah. So the Gemara will discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which says, that's noyig by chulin avaloy mekdoshim. That Reisha Geiz is noyig by chulin and not by mekdoshim. Zot the Gemara, mekdoshim ay time aloy. Why? By mekdoshim. We don't say the din of Reisha Geiz on my car. The Pasuk says, Tzoynichov loy tzoyn hektish. The dafka your tzoyn and not the tzoyn hektish. That the din is noyig dafka by your tzoyn and not noyig by the tzoyn of hektish. And therefore, makdoshim of the Reisha Geiz. Time with the Samaritan says, what's exactly the case of makdoshim of Reisha Geiz? Time with the Tzoynichov. Only because we have a miyat, we say makdoshim not included in the Reisha Geiz. Halavach, if not for that, have a mino. If not for that, you would say that kachim is chayav b'reisha geiz. If not for the din of the pasuk tzoynichah, you would say that chayav kachim. They were talking about b'reisha geiz. Now, what's the case? What exactly is the case of b'reisha geiz? So the Gemara. It's not a gizim. You can't catch him. You can't shear the wool. It says in the pasuk, by b'chari, now shear the wool. If rather any catch him, now shear the wool. So what's the case? Talking about he have a shlomim and he sheared the wool and shalav v'chayiv reish geiz. You're not allowed to shear the wool of any type of catch him. So what exactly is the case? So if a kachim is bech, you're right. If a kachim is bech, like a shlom, a oila, a chatas, of course you can't shear the wool. It says, lo yisagas b'char tzenecha. So what's the case of a mekadoshim that we need a miyat for, hachamayah skin, a mekachim v'de gabayis? Talking about kachim v'de gabayis means you makdish a behemah for b'de gabayis. And there we're saying that if you shear that wool, you take the wool off, you don't have to give, you don't have to pay, you don't have to give reish shagetz. So freit the Gemara, but it's not true also, because Omar Avileza, kachi b'de gabayis, asurim b'giza avayda. That kachi b'de gabayis is asur in giza avayda. So you see, it's also not negeya. And what's the gaya that you have a b'de gabayis, a shayla of b'reish gaze, and now they cut the wool. So Gemara, that's only d'rabbana. It's only d'rabbana. So saka that chamina hoil v'de rice of negizin, and it was the rice you're allowed to cut it. So therefore, when you, if let's say you're over d'rabbana, hecha the gaz le'i 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 should give, because the rice of the rice that's chayiv, so stop right here. The Gemara is saying it like this. What's the case you need a miyuk that makadosh v'chayiv reish geiz? If it's kachim v'mizbeach, you're not allowed to cut the wool anyway. So the teretz is, it means kachim v'degabayis, which means the right is allowed to cut the wool. But the Gemara's kasha is, you're not allowed to cut the wool either. That's only the rabbanon. So if you go ahead and you're over the rabbanon, what's the halacha? Do you have to give some to the kohen or not? Zok the pasuk tzoynichav loy kachim, that you don't, loy tzoyn hektish, that you don't have to give from hektish to the kohen. Freit the Gemara, different problem. The halach is, anything that belongs to the animal is kodesh. Well, kodesh lay. Anything that belongs on top of the animal is kodesh. Is part of hektish. So the wool anyway is hektish. Zok the Gemara, no. Sakat ha-chamina, lifreik v'leisiv lay. Maybe you should repoid it and then give it to the kohen. So, who should repoid it? So, Tais is very bothered. So, who should repoid it? Who would be mechuyiv? If it's kodesh by the gabayis, and the wool was cut, let's say the gizbar mistake cut the wool. So he would be chayiv, he would be chayiv to point it. Why, it's a knas? What would be pshan, such a thing? So Tosis is very bothered. Top Tosis says, Tema, a man kayi, who would have to be paid it? A man the Ovar v'gazes, or to Knosu, the Knosu, the Ovar v'gazes, lift Tosai? And he says, Obailam v'shekdish, unami, amai v'chayiva. Why should he be chayiv? So it's not clear exactly who should be chayiv, but maybe be the Bailam. If it happened, so the Mara says, maybe you should be paid it. Kamash l'pasek yipata. Break the Mara, how would you be paid to be here? But by Amad Varacha, Allah is when you're paid to something hectic, something from a Baal Chai, it has to be alive, it has to stand in front of you. Then it's good. If you'll catch a bad guy, doesn't need a Amad Varacha here, that it is part of Amad Varacha. My Eklame, what are you going to say? What's in the gay at the din of Miyat of Reisha Geiz? It's anyway Kaidesh. The case is a whole new case. You were makdish to behemoth of b'degabayis. He said, besides for the gizos that I kept myself, that I could cut because it belongs to me. So sak da'atachamina leg says v'leisav lei. That I would think that maybe I should cut it and give it to the kohen. Amakra tzoynecha lo tzoynecha hektish. Tzoynecha not tzoyn of hektish. That's the Rabbi Havina, and you should be goyzes it and give it to the Kohen. And the Gemara, we're makdash that. The Gemara says no, because it's a miyat tzeinecha l'tzein hekdash. That's the pshat in our Mishnah that says loy mekadosh, and it's a miyat because of tzeinecha. Frank the Gemara, then why do you have to zetzayin by the gabayis? Siyach kachem mizbeach nami. You could zetzayin in the case of kachem mizbeach also, and you will makdash it besides for the gizos, and then you cut the gizos. So why can't you say that case there? So why do you have to say Bet Gabayis now? You can say now, really a shlomim. I now like cut a shlomim. Here, since you said chutz gizos now, you're allowed to cut it. That's what Tosfos Rosh learns. Tosfos Rosh speaks out clearly that since l'chinei lefaris zok Tosfos Rosh, the boil meima the minat tayra mutter logus kivin shagiza chulim. And I in Rashi is a little bit shver with the Marsha and the Maram, but like upon him, the Gemara's kasha is. You should be able to zetzayin the case that was chutz b'gizaseh and tumah kachem mizbeach. Tomorrow, kach kachshi. You can't, any time that something's kachshi guf, you can't shear the wool off because it weakens the behemah. Sure, kumah kachshi b'gizaseh b'gizaseh nami kachshi. Now, weaken the b'gizaseh b'gizaseh, so that's back shver. Hey, let's cut the wool of the b'gizaseh. So, tomorrow, tumah chutz b'gizaseh b'gizaseh. You said, I'm on a makash behemah besides for its gizah and for that it gets weak. That's not hektish. So Zok the Gemara, Kachet Vech Nami, Dom Chutz V'Gid V'Chisha. So Gemara, that wouldn't help, because by a new Tanya now, that by Mizbeach, by Kachet Mizbeach, if part is Hekdesh, the whole thing is Hekdesh now. Afiloch Epashta Kedusha V'Kula. The Kedusha goes, spreads into the Tar Behema. Menot Temer, how do I know that? Dom Rav Yesi, Rav Yesi said like this, talking about a child of Temura, he says, V'aloi V'mu Kedoshim, Ha'im Ragla Shazu Ayla Kula Ayla. If you say one regular is Ayla, the whole thing is Ayla. Now, filler may dama in kuloyla. How do you know that dovashin is not kluyba? It's only if you're not makdish dovashin kluyba. You only makdish a regel, so then only the regel is kaidish, not the rest. If a hikdish dovashin is not kluyba, if you makdish the heart, then the whole behemoth becomes kaidish automatically. So here, you makdish behemoth is automatically the gizais and the hakhasha automatically included. That's why you can't be talking about kacha in mizbech. So the bottom line is, have a hikdish dovashin kluyba kacha. So this is the first pshat in the Gemara now. The pshat was, what's the case of the miyat of Mekadoshim? What's the case that Mekadoshim never reached that case? So my answer is, you know what the case is? It was Bedek Abayis. I said, chutz v'gizaseh v'achasha. And therefore, it's not hektish on the gizas. And you would think that it should have chi reisha geiz. The Gemara, tzoynecha. There's no din of matanos reisha geiz on a behemoth that's hektish. So the Gemara, Rav has another teretz. Rav says, you know, the truth is, you don't need the word tzaynecha for any miyat, because it's pashut. A behemah hekdesh has no shayla giza. So what's the shayla over here? Rav amahonu shayla, but makdesh giza atzma. You will makdesh the giza itself. And the question is, you have a behemah, your own behemah, a chulin. And right when you shear the wool, you say, you know what, I'm being makdesh the whole thing. Do I have to give anything to the kohen or not? So sagtach, I mean, legzais, the lifreik. But lately, it seems like maybe you makdish it while it's still attached, because once you cut it, it would be chayiv already before to the kohen, before you makdish it. So obviously you makdish it while it was still on the behemah. You makdish it. And now the havina be is, I should take it off now, be pointed, and give it to the kohen maybe. So I'm going to look at the lifreik. The pasuk says, gaze tzoynecha titin lo. It sounds like right after I do gaze, I give it. You have to cut it, be paid it, and give it. And since you have to do that, so therefore, it's not included in the din of reishis geiz because it's missing. You have to do an extra step. You don't learn from tzaynecha. You learn from the smichos of geiz tzaynecha titin lo. It says it has to be given as soon as you cut it. It has to be given, and this needs pedia. It has to be paid. Therefore, it can't be included in that mitzvah of reishis geiz. So what's the word tzaycha? So tomorrow I'll tell you what the word tzaycha to Rava. Look at Tanya, look at the Brisa. Behemus ha-shutvim, chayiv reish ha-geiz. You have two Yisraelim who are shutvim, then chayiv reish ha-geiz. Rav Eloi paita. Rav Eloi says it paita. My time with the Rav Eloi. Why Rav Eloi says paita? I'm a kra, tzaynecha Rav Eloi shal shutvis. Because the pasuk says tzaynecha has to be miyucha to you, and not a shutvis. So he holds shutvis Yisrael is paita for reish ha-geiz. Rabbana, what do the word tzaynecha? What do they do with the word tzaynecha? Lemut is shutif v'chavim. To mayit, if a guy is a shutif, then you potter on the whole animal for reish shagets. Rav Eloi is shutif v'chavim alei. And the more means to ask like this. Obviously, Rav Eloi has different pasuk shutif v'chavim. Because if not, how did you know that tzaynecha is b'mayit to Yisrael? Maybe it's mayit a guy. So it must be a different place that shutif v'chavim is potter ready. And kamash on this pasuk tzaynecha, even Yisrael is potter. So Rav Eloi is shutif v'chavim alei. Na'aflim Reish Dekra. He learns that from the smichis and the hekesh of Reish Dekra. Why? It says in the beginning of the pasuk, Reish is the ganecha, to Reish Chavitzrecha, Reish is Geis Ha'necha. So it says, Reish is the ganecha, which means, your tvua, you have to give truma. So it, there we know, the ganecha of Reish Dekra. So we make a hekesh, the Reish to the Seifa, that Reish Geis also can't be by a Shittus Gai, and then we know, the other Tzaynecha can be for Yisrael. And what do Rabbanan say? Rabbanan says, Reish is Hifzik. Since it doesn't say the same word Reish is for both, there's a Hefzik. So it says, Reish is the God of the Reish of Yachav, Vir Reish is Geis Anach. It's just one Reish. Since it's Mafzik, they're not heck, they're two different things. Rabbanan says, Vav Hadarvi. No, it says, Vir Reish is Geis Anach. That says, Vim Marba, that's the same thing like the Gonkha. That's the Nashus of Yachav. So I'm going to tap on base. Rabbanan says, no, Loich Lechon Arloi Vav, Vallai Reish. Just say one Reish. Why is it Vav with a Reish? Elamai, to say it's two separate things. And therefore, you can't make a hekesh. Rabbi Loi says, no. I, the high kush is dumb, high kush is goof. Since one kush is dumb and one kush is a goof, so possibly, therefore, it's separated. V'hada avilu. And then it puts together with the vav. That's why it said two rachis. Then it puts together with the vav. But Batsim has two separate things. One kush is dumb, which is rachis agay, and one kush is a goof, which is truma. And therefore, it had to be separate. But we wanted to make a hekesh, so we said vav. That's why we put it together. So this is the first mahalach in the answer of Rava. Rava said that. The way we know not Reish Geis by Makdash Gizis is because of a to says Tinetlo. It has to be right Tinetlo right away. He says, what do you do Tzaincha? So it's the fear of a lawyer, you use Tzaincha to Mayit Shutvus Yisrael. And according to Rabbanan, you use it for Shutvus Yisrael. And Rabbanan knows Shutvus Yisrael from the Hekesh to Chumah.